It's CJ at the Movies on New HD.
I'm Christopher Zweig, and today on CJ at the Movies, I have a TV review of the new Marvel series on Disney Plus called Daredevil Born Again, which continues Charlie Cox's take on the blind lawyer Matt Murdock and his vigilante alias Daredevil. As the show begins, he gives up crime fighting following the murder of his best friend and decides to handle crime the legal way. It couldn't have come at a more unfortunate time because his enemy Wilson Fisk, aka Kingpin, played by Vincent D'Onofrio, has won the election as the mayor of New York. Of course, no matter how hard he tries, he can't get rid of his Daredevil side. Cox and D'Onofrio are still entertaining in their roles, and we also get some likable supporting work from Margarita Leviea as Matt's therapist girlfriend, Ailet Zurer as Fisk's estranged wife, and John Bernthal as the Punisher, among others. Like Deadpool and Wolverine, don't expect a family-friendly tone because there's going to be a lot of blood and carnage, and there's going to be cursing, and Daredevil Born Again is really entertaining in the right notion, but it also represents the crazy world we live in regarding bad cops, politics, crime, and how these polarizing reactions about how things have gotten better or worse. I think in Matt Murdock's New York world, things have gotten worse. I'm not completely in love with the rules of this side of Marvel, but I am open-minded about what this series accomplishes. I'm no lawyer, but I'll take the case. 3.5 stars. Recapping this week's new movies, thumbs way up for The Day the Earth Blew Up, a Looney Tunes movie, thumbs up for Novocaine, thumbs way down for The Electric State, thumbs way up for Black Bag, and on the series side, thumbs way up for Daredevil Born Again. If you like this review on my upcoming reviews, please follow me on X, Instagram, and YouTube under CJ at the Movies, and you can also read my work at cjatthemovies.com. That's it for this week. Next week, I'll be back with reviews of more new movies, including the live-action remake of the Disney animated classic that started it all, Snow White, with Rachel Zegler as the title princess and Gal Gadot as the evil queen. Until then, I'm Christopher Zweig. Stay safe, and I'll see you at the movies.